Colin, welcome on in again for the first time in about 2 weeks, I believe.
I think it's been about 2 weeks, yeah.
I do believe so. But anyway, before we get into that, welcome on into episode 200. 200.
200, baby. We love 200.
Would
have been at, technically, would have been at 202 right now if we,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you know, we would have probably been at 200 a long time ago if we really would have just kind of...
We're consistent with it.
Yeah, you know, but it's all right.
I mean, we're consistent most of the time when it comes to the regular season.
Yeah, regular season we're pretty good, except this last year was... I think it was more towards the end, though. We were kind of...
Losing it
a little bit.
Yeah, schedules popped up.
Yeah.
I know the year before that, we were on point. Remember
I think
that
was our first year that we didn't miss a regular season week for starts of the week. And that was amazing. I loved that. I was hoping we would have been able to do it this year, but life gets in the way.
Yeah, you know? life gets in the way.
So.
Yeah, but we're back. I know you guys missed us. I missed me too. I mean, I missed you guys too. Just a heads up, it is allergy season, so my nose is a little weird. So if I sound weird, it's just because I talk normal like that, so you get used to it, all right? Jeez, don't be judging my voice. And I've been doing this for, like, what, 2 years now?
It's been longer than that.
I think it's close to three, yeah. Because I know it's always around, like, April Fool's and your birthday, so I think it's, like, April is when our anniversary is.
Yeah, I think it'll be 3 or 4.
I think it's 3 years.
I think so.
Yeah, so...
But anyway, welcome into the show. Weah, I don't think you said it yet, so I'm going to go ahead and jump to it.
Oh, for
it. If you are new, as you can tell, this is not your dad's podcast, your ABC Sports professional grade, you know, suit and tie type deal, you know. We try to bring a more, I guess, laid back approach.
Laid back, have some fun, a little bit of entertainment. You know
I mean, we still get into the numbers and stuff, but
no, yeah, we do.
We don't just try to exclusively focus on the numbers.
Yeah.
That's kind of boring.
Especially during the offseason. Like, no one wants to hear stats about, like, the last 3 seasons of a player, and it's the middle of May.
Yeah. Okay, I'll remember that when my draft is in...
4 months.
Huh, okay. I think I've got time.
Yeah. Like, we don't want to do that. There's no point, you know? So, we'll wait till it gets closer. Obviously, if big news comes around, we talk about it. You know, big signings, free agents, especially during the draft, when that happens... Be a lot more episodes up and going.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Speaking of brief news, very brief, very brief. Alexander Mattison did get released. I believe that was Tuesday.
Tuesday. It was this week.
The Vikings came out and let him know that he was released.
He said bye bye.
Yep.
They said bye bye.
Not really surprised.
Yeah, he was supposed to take on a lot of the leading role during last season, but it just didn't happen. It just wasn't working well. He was supposed to be like, I remember a lot of people predicted him to be like one of the top 10 backs. You know what
Yeah, because he was stepping in for Cook.
Yeah, Cook was gone. He was left there by himself. Some people thought he was going to be a workhorse. It just didn't work out well. I wouldn't be surprised if they, because there is going to be a lot of good RB free agents this year.
Yep.
So I'm pretty sure they're going to sign a big name to their roster, so.
Probably.
I don't think they're going to draft one.
Or they'll draft.
Yeah.
They could always draft. But yeah, that's pretty much the extent of news.
Yeah.
Again, welcome to off-season. That's kind of what happens. You get your little news break once in about every month. That's about it.
Isn't it the compound going on right now for the...
Yeah, the combine's going on, I believe.
Combine.
Some stats came out about some
rookies,
you know, rookie
all
numbers.
That.
All
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. We don't really focus on the combine too much.
No, not too much.
Should we? Maybe. I don't know.
We haven't really looked into it. Yeah.
Maybe we'll think about it.
I just like paying attention when it comes to draft day. Like,
yeah,
I'll look at it and be like, okay, this guy looks good. But then draft day, then that's what I'll start looking into it more.
Yeah. But yeah, like I said, that's pretty much it for news.
Yeah, that's it. Well, thanks all for tuning in.
It's been a great 4 minutes.
So we're going to go ahead and continue for this episode. We're going to go ahead and continue our top 10 list. Obviously, we ended off last week or last episode. Sorry. I think it was wide receivers.
Yeah, we did wide receivers.
Yeah, last episode. So we're going to continue today with our running backs. We already did our QBs. Obviously, after our running backs, we're going to do our tight ends. These, again, if you guys are new, didn't listen to the last two episodes, go ahead and listen to that. But these are our top. We're comparing our own top 10 list we made at the beginning of that year. And we're going to compare it to the actual top 10 list at the end of the year to see how close we were. I believe QB was wide receiver or QB our closest
to
that.
QB was our closest.
QB was our closest, yeah. Obviously, in each list, there's always that one name that's in the list. Like, why did we think about that? You know what I mean?
This year as well, the running backs. Yeah, I'd say they're you definitely got one on there.
Yeah, got a couple here and there.
Yeah, that were kind of like, you know, at the time, maybe weren't thinking about it. But
is there one surprise name in there that you didn't think you were gonna that they were gonna make the top 10 at all?
Honestly, a lot of them I didn't think were going to make top 10 just because the season itself was.
Yeah, I feel like the running back bad. The running back list in the picture changes a lot for the top 10. Like towards the end of the year, because obviously it's hard to be a running back because you can get injured a lot. You know,
you take the most hits out of anybody.
Yeah, so a lot of them get injuries. You know, and sit out. So like I feel like it's that list is not consistent every year.
Yeah,
maybe like the top two. That's it.
Yeah. Pretty much. It's not like tight end who's, you know, the top five are usually consistent every year. But anyway, I suppose we should get into the actual list itself. For anybody who decided to jump into this section instead of, I don't know, starting it. What was it? It was quarterbacks we did first, right?
Yeah, quarterbacks, then we did our wide receivers.
You don't have to watch these or listen to these in order if you don't want to. But if you want to jump in here, just to let you know, we are comparing our list that we did make prior to the start of last season and comparing it to how the actual list at the end of the season came out.
And I think the last two lists, meaning our wide receiver and QBs, I think we graded them like a C.
Which ain't too bad.
I think they were both a C. I think wide receiver was a C minus. Yeah. I don't remember.
But to be fair.
Passing grade.
You know, passing grade, and I think the years before that, the lists weren't as good. So, anyway, I suppose we should get into it. Number one, I'm going to start. So, I have the actual list of where everyone finished. And I don't think number one really needs introduction. I think we all know who's the number one running back in full PPR. Just a reminder, we are doing this based off of full PPR standings. Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, no biggie there. Not a big surprise.
Yeah.
It's CMC, man. Yeah, he was scoring like every touchdown. He was scoring.
He had 14 rushing touchdowns and 7 receiving touchdowns. 1,500 rushing yards.
Sounds
and 500
right.
Receiving yards.
Sounds about right.
That's insane. That's like video game numbers.
Yeah, he's playing bad at this point.
Yeah. We've talked about Christian McCaffrey a lot through the past few years. I don't think we really need to say a whole lot else. Not that I'm saying you now have to go back to when we started to listen to it, but Christian McCaffrey is just such a big name, especially this past season. I don't think we really need to tell you why or how that makes sense, you know, of why he's number one. But
I mean, I will say this, though. When we first started, he's definitely changed a lot because when we first started, we were questioning him because of his injury status, and that's when he was on the Panthers, of course. And so we didn't know like he could like be injured out for the whole season. I experienced it firsthand when I drafted him back in 2020.
Yep.
And he was out for the rest of the season. You
remember you were so excited
to have Christian McCaffrey, and he was out for the rest of the season.
I think he just came off his first big season.
Yeah, and then he had a good game. He got injured, and then he came back, and then got injured again.
And then he was out, I think, for the rest of the year.
The rest of the year, yeah, it was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But now. You always want him. You always want him on your
solid
team.
Now.
He's a solid start week to week for sure starter. So, yeah, one of the best RBs in fantasy. Best.
Yeah, he is the best. He's number one. I don't see why he wouldn't make a shot at being number one again next year.
Yeah.
Provided he stays in the same position. Again, and I think he is staying with San Francisco.
Yeah, the way they utilize him is amazing.
San Francisco's always made their running backs look good. I've been saying this for a while. We've all been saying this, but the way San Francisco works their running back into the system, along with Christian McCaffrey, who's just an amazing player.
Yeah, they just give him the ball.
Yeah,
and
I mean, just let him run his touchdown in that he's going to get every game.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's him all the way.
But number two, here's the shocking stat line, though. Compared to Christian McCaffrey, number two came in 100 whole fantasy points lower.
Oh, okay. And who is that?
That is Breece Hall.
Oh, Breece Hall, the Jets running back, huh? Yep.
But before we get into Breece Hall, I don't think we said who our number one was. Why did
we? We haven't. Our number one was originally Austin Eckler.
And as we know,
he was injured the first couple weeks, and he came back. He had one good game, then he got injured again, and he came back. And then he would have like one big game, but other than that, he would have average games.
Yeah.
But on an Austin Eckler level,
it wasn't good.
Those were bad games. Yeah, I mean, he had good games.
So what you spent on to draft him.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't worth it.
No. But at number two, I believe we did place Christian McCaffrey, though, right?
Yes. Yes, we did.
So, see, that's not too bad. So far.
Yeah, because Austin Eckler ended at number one last year.
Yeah. But Breece Hall coming in at two. I believe Breece Hall did, or he was close to making top 10 last season.
Yeah.
If I remember right.
He was close because he had that injury last season.
Yep. And we were saying that if he was healthy, he probably could have made top 10. And look, he did. He made number two, which is surprising.
That's very crazy.
But only 291 fantasy points. Like I said, Christian McCaffrey just dominated. He was the clear-cut back from the beginning. But Breece Hall, you're still drafting Breece Hall. You're just drafting Christian McCaffrey over Breece Hall.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that separates them. I think Breece Hall will still have a good season. If Aaron Rodgers comes back, he'll have an even better season probably.
No. Yeah, it's definitely worth the draft pick.
Yeah.
It's definitely worth the first-round pick. Breece Hall is definitely worth a first-round draft pick.
Yeah. I don't think it's at all a fluke here. I think you're completely safe
drafting. Obviously, for sure, like he's not making it to the second round.
No. No way. But anyway, moving on to number three. The actual number three is Travis Etienne.
That one was kind of a surprise for me. I'm not going to lie.
Etienne,
yeah.
I think he was kind of making a go at it last season towards the end. And I think it kind of just...
Well, me too. I didn't think he was going to make number four, though. You know? Yeah. But our number four was going to... Number three, my bad. Our number three was Saquon Barkley.
Saquon Barkley. Not even in top 10.
I remember he was also injured for a little bit.
He did, yeah. He missed three games in the beginning of the season, but he is the number 13 running back. So we were close a little bit, but I don't know. I still think technically they need to be on the list for it to count. Ideally in the position we placed him in, you know, but.
He was, on the edge.
So Travis Etienne, I think you're fine drafting Travis Etienne again.
Yeah, for sure. Like I would definitely draft him next year.
Yeah.
I would definitely make him my RB1, and I see a bright future with him in the Jaguars. Because the Jaguars' offense is being a lot better. I mean, last year, they added Calvin Ridley to the wide receiver core. Yep. You know
Calvin Ridley came off that suspension.
Yeah.
Fit right back in.
So, and Travis Etienne has been, obviously, exploding on the scene. This guy's number three now on the top 10 actual list, you know?
Mm-hmm. And he was only like 9 points behind Breece Hall. It was a close.
Oh, wow.
Like, that's not even a full game.
Yeah.
Or a full game in terms of what you would expect these running backs to produce. But moving on to number four is Rashad White, who had, I think, at least we had a lot of hype for Rashad White.
Yeah, we did. I remember having a lot of hype for Rashad White.
I don't know if other people did, but I know we did.
Well, we say we have a lot of hype for people. You should believe us, because we had a lot of hype for, who was it?
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Why'd you say Brown, yeah.
And then,
I feel like there was one more.
Well, you had Jalen Hurts. I had Josh Allen.
Yeah.
I mean, but.
The classic coast.
Yeah, right? But Rashad White, I think, is definitely, you're drafting him again.
Yeah, I would for sure. Baker Mayfield, I don't know what he's doing to the offense over there.
But Baker Mayfield just flicked it on. He's just going with it.
Yeah.
I'm happy. I'm glad to see Baker Mayfield doing good, you know?
Yeah.
But who did we have it for?
Our number four spot, we had Jonathan. No, when I was Nick Chubb, we had Nick Chubb.
So, as we all know,
he got injured.
If you don't really watch the whole season, but if you watch the first few games, Nick Chubb exited pretty quickly.
I think it was like week two, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty quickly.
It was in the single digits, like three or four.
Yeah. Nick Chubb, I think, should have a bounce back season, especially, I think, if Deshaun is healthy.
I think so, too.
But I think Jerome Ford owners, if you have Jerome Ford, say you're in Dynasty, probably want to get rid of him. Start of the season, you're probably not drafting Jerome Ford. If you do, you might already have Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
Just as a little insurance back.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I would have Jerome Ford is for insurance back behind Nick Chubb. But who knows? I don't know if they will do it, but like they could just make him the RB1, you know?
I mean, or they could just try and do what they did with Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
Year before that.
Just keep it two dual back.
Yeah, that worked out pretty good. I believe both of them actually placed top 10 fantasy football.
Devon Achane and Raheem Mostert did the same concept. It worked out both for them.
Their team did great.
Yeah.
But Rashad White, I expect him to be close to top 10. I think he could maybe break top 10 again.
You think so? I think so, too. If he stays there, and I think... Even if Baker Mayfield stays, I think he'd make a top 10 again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see it.
Where are you spending him on a draft pick, though?
Rashad White, I think he's still first-round talent.
You think so?
I think so. I think you could still rely on an RB1 for him.
I see him. I could see him making it down to, like, the second round, but no later than that. No later than that. Other than that, third round, he's already gone.
Yeah, third round, he should probably be gone.
If not, then steal him. Like,
yeah, that's the biggest steal. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know? But anyway, moving on to number five. I think was kind of a surprise player. He had a big name on the last team he was on, and that's Raheem Mostert. Raheem Mostert came into Miami and just exploded right onto the scene. I think a few people thought that the running backs would be different. I don't think a lot of them thought Raheem Mostert would be the starting back, right?
I didn't think so either.
I think a lot of people thought that Jeff Wilson would probably be the starting back. Or who else was out there? Wasn't there...
I thought it was just... Welcome to the... You know.
Right? I'm trying to remember all the way back to the beginning of the season. Because I think it was just... Was it Devon Achane and that was it?
No, it was Raheem Mostert. Raheem Mostert was there. And I think Devon Achane
was... Devon didn't really pop up, though, till like week three.
Week three, because he was working behind Raheem Mostert. And eventually they put them together, and that's when they had like that monster game against...
It was against Denver when they dropped like...
Yeah.
You know...
That's when
the most points, most yards, all that. Raheem Mostert, he's probably... I think he's staying with Miami. You're drafting him again.
Yeah, I wouldn't spend too high of a draft pick.
No, I'd probably say, like, I'd feel comfortable more in the second round probably with Raheem Mostert than the first. I mean, but then again, I think we've been saying it, though, that last year the output of a lot of the players were just kind of meh.
Yeah.
You know, just points-wise, I mean.
And injuries last year were bad. They were super bad. It took out a lot of players for sure.
Yep. Who did we have at number five?
At number five, we had Jonathan Taylor.
Ouch. That really hurts, you see, because Jonathan Taylor, I don't think, is even close. So there's really no point. I will say this, though, about Jonathan Taylor. Are you concerned about picking up Jonathan Taylor next year?
I would be concerned.
Because, I mean, Jonathan Taylor finished the running back 33.
Oh. So off. Just add another one and then 30. Close enough, right?
Yeah, you know.
He asking me, like, where I would spend my draft pick. Like, how much I'm willing to spend.
Would you draft him?
I would definitely draft him, but I wouldn't spend him on the first or second round. If he makes it down to the third, then I would. But if he doesn't, honestly, there's a lot more better options out there anyways.
I think so, too. I mean, hopefully Jonathan Taylor can turn it around next season. I'd love to see that. We haven't really seen a good Jonathan Taylor, I think, in about almost 2 years now.
Yeah, I can't believe it's been that long already.
Yeah,
I remember when he had that breakout year.
It was a breakout year. Then everybody drafted him, and then he was like off and on.
Was it in the same year as what's his name?
It was the same year as It wasn't McCaffrey because Saquon was the same time as McCaffrey.
Oh, okay. And there's somebody else or something like that. I can't remember. It happened in the same year.
Was it Dalvin Cook? I know
Cooper Kupp has his.
That's right.
Monster fantasy season that year, and that's when Jonathan Taylor.
That's right.
Also had a breakout season.
Because it was all like, do you draft Kupp or do you draft Taylor?
Yeah, I remember.
Well, and behold, you should have drafted neither and drafted Puka. Again, if you're new to the whole fantasy football thing, it's a crazy ride. I mean,
it's
nothing you would expect. But moving on to number six, is Joe Mixon, who I think made a surprise placement in top 10.
Yeah, I didn't think he was going to make a top 10, especially after them losing Joe Burrow that primetime game.
Because Joe Mixon's numbers were pretty mediocre through most of the season, except for, like, towards the back part of the season, and he had a little bit higher scoring games. But again, the whole output of all the players this year were just not the same. At least the veterans.
Yeah.
The rookies crushed it this year, I think. The rookies absolutely crushed it. They were setting records this season. You love to see it. But, like, Joe Mixon, he barely cracked 1,000 yards.
Really?
Yeah. Most of the players on this list, besides Christian McCaffrey, barely cracked 1,000 yards.
Really?
That's the thing. Because it's like, you go back a year or two, and those top 10 running backs, it was like 1,500 yards. 1,400 yards. It was big numbers.
Yeah, big numbers. You're like...
All like 1,030, 1,012, 900, you know? I mean, I think it was just an off season last year. Again, due to the injuries.
It was due to a lot of injuries, yeah.
It was.
But our was that number six?
That was Joe Mixon at number six. No, was our number six?
All right, number six was the amazing, the great one, Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs, I believe, was just a little bit higher than Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, like at 31.
Josh Jacobs was 28 in full PPR.
Full PPR.
Josh Jacobs, I'll say... I don't think it's. I was trying to get my thoughts. All right, you know, I'm trying to work them all together to sound really good. You know?
Real professional.
Yeah, right. Real professional. I'm tightening my tie that I'm not wearing. I feel though that Josh Jacobs is probably drifting out. I think it's not crazy to say, but he's drifting out of that RB1 territory.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if the Raiders don't franchise tag him and he goes and signs with a different team.
Right.
But I hate to get rid of him, but I understand why. I just, you know, we got to work on our offense for the Raiders. And
you sound like the coach on the post-game interview. Like, we got to work on our offense.
We got to work on offense. But, like, it's because, like, Josh Jacobs, man, he wasn't even there at all during the
No,
during the
this whole
season.
Year.
The offseason, like, he didn't even practice with the offense or anything like that. He stayed and practiced at a high school. And then it was just bad in fantasy this year. So
why?
And it's just like, why? And then, so I wouldn't be surprised if he goes and signs with Dallas. Mark my words, would sign with
Sorry,
Dallas.
Pollard.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Dallas is going to get rid of Pollard.
Right.
I feel like the whole RB room is going to change this year for each team, you know? I feel like a lot of these big-name running backs are going to go somewhere that's unexpected.
Yeah.
There's going to be that one year when A.J. Brown went to Tennessee to the Eagles, or when Tyreek went from Kansas City to Miami Dolphins, you know what I mean? It's going to be that type of year for the running backs, I feel like, this year.
It could be. But Josh Jacobs, I would just say be careful drafting him again.
Yes, please be careful. First-hand experience right here. My hands up, everything. I drafted him, and it did
Do you remember? All right. I really wish...
Don't bring back the bad memories.
No, I'm just saying... Because we were both agreeing, though, that it was like, I think, week four, week five. And you were all like, you know, just give it one or more week or two more weeks for Josh Jacobs and we'll see, right? Because you go back the year before and that's what happened. You gave him like 5 weeks and then he became, you know, like the RB3.
Most rushing yard.
Yeah, the offensive player of the year.
Yeah.
This year, that didn't happen. But we were saying that, you know, just give him like another week or two. That week never came around, you know? I mean, we're still waiting for that week.
It's like that girl with her boyfriend's like, I can fix him.
Right? I can fix him. It's just, been like, you know...
2 months. Yeah. Just break up with the dude. I can fix him. Like, no, you can't.
I put too much time
in. Yeah, same with Josh Jacobs, man. Nobody can fix it. I don't know what's going on with him. I think he should get off the Raiders. I do love him, though.
I think if he goes to a different team, he'll excel.
Yeah, I think so, too, because I don't think he's going to be... Like, I ain't going to practice with the team all season. No. You know, I feel like...
He played on the Raiders.
Yeah.
And then he practiced with the Raiders. I mean, come on.
Yeah, so... Josh Jacobs, definitely see him. Depending on the team, I could see him making top 10 next year.
Yeah.
He didn't make top 10 this year, for sure. But next year, I could see it.
Yeah.
Depending on the team.
I'd say, like, he's going to be on the edge. I don't want to say immediately he's going to break top 10.
I mean, I'm not going to say he's like number 4.
Well, no. I wasn't thinking that, but
it's like, I was thinking more like 9 or 10.
Yeah, that's what I figured, but yeah. Me personally, I think he's on the edge of top 10. I don't think he's going to quite make it yet.
11, 12.
Yeah, somewhere around there. Yeah. But on the edge, which is still pretty good.
Yeah.
But moving on to number 7. Is Kyrene Williams, who was a major breakout player this season.
I had a chance to get him, and I did it. Still pissed about it. Yeah. Yeah, major surprise.
So, no, he exploded onto the scene week one. Week one.
Does it tell you what his standing is in regular standard?
Not in standard, no.
Oh, okay. Because I know he got a lot of points based off PPR.
Yep. But it's Kyrene Williams. He exploded on the scene week one, and then he missed, though, a lot of time. Week 7 and came back on week 12.
Yeah,
that's a lot of time. But the reason he's number 7 is because those games he came back, he was dropping like 25, 30 points, you know? I mean, you know, we just got to give Leia his time here. We don't want to be rude, everybody.
Yeah,
should we just have like a blow your nose break? Should that be our new
segment? Yeah, let's get like segment? Let's get like a soundboard clip. Right? And then
so then all the listeners listening also, yeah, you know, blow your nose at this time.
Here is a thing of Leia over here blowing his nose.
Right? We got a timer going to see how long Leia can go an episode before.
I'm not sick, y'all.
No, it's just allergies.
It's just allergies. If you guys are new to the show, I do have really bad allergies. If you guys are longtime listeners, you guys know this happens every year, every time we record. So,
yep. But anyway, that's Kyrene Williams. I think you're still drafting Kyrene Williams.
Oh, 100%. He's not leaving first round.
Yeah, that's the thing. Even though he did place lower than a lot of these other players we're talking about, I think he has a higher output, a higher ceiling.
The only reason why I say first round is because Matthew Stafford, we know what he does to his receiving core. And this guy is a receiving running back. We saw it with Austin Eckler. Obviously, yep. Austin Eckler is getting older now. This guy was a rookie this season. Made top 10.
Yeah.
Does it show how many receiving touchdowns he got?
He got
4, 3.
He got 3.
He got 3. How many rushing?
He got 12.
How many receptions?
He got 32 receptions.
See what I mean? Right. Like, this is a PPR-based running back. If you are playing in full PPR, which you should. If you're not, you're boring. Anyways, moving on. That's Jagger's line.
Famous quote. I don't even remember what episode that was. That was from a while ago.
I always remember that till I die. So going back to Kyrene Williams, this is a younger Austin Eckler. Obviously, you know, it's a better quarterback. I feel like Matthew.
Right, everybody clip this right now. So when Kyrene Williams bombs next year, way I can be all like, this is a young Austin Eckler. Then we can be all like, see, that's why I said he was a young Austin Eckler.
Yeah. Austin Eckler sucked. Like, you know what I mean, right?
Yeah,
like he's gonna be a good.
He's a receiving.
Back. I feel like this guy could be one of my predictions going into the next season. Mm-hmm. That'll actually hit. So Kyrene Williams, I definitely see him not leaving first round after this.
Though. I do have a lot of hype for Kyrene Williams.
Yeah, he was injured too for a little bit.
Yeah, he missed like four or five games.
Yeah, imagine if he had a full season. You know, those 4 or 5 games can change a lot. You know,
they can. And I think he missed pretty good opponents. I mean, he could have played against Seattle.
And I believe they were I think they were still changing running backs. They named Darrell Henderson one time as RB1.
Darrell Henderson, I believe, was the starting back at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, at the beginning.
But then it changed. And we already said, who was our number 7? Did we say?
No, we didn't. Our number 7 was Derrick Henry, the king himself.
Derrick Henry is not bad, because that transitions me into number 8 is Derrick Henry.
Let's go.
See, not too bad. Not too bad.
Right? For sure, though. We all know, we all saw it towards the end of the season, he's not going to be with Tennessee Titans no more. He said goodbye to them. I think he's going to be a free agent. I don't know for sure where he's going to go.
I think he'll be fine as long as it's a run first team. Yeah. You know?
Obviously, if he goes and signs with the Jets,
yeah,
then it's a different story. You know what I mean? If he goes and signs with a team that already has a star running back, and he's a backup, because that's exactly what Dalvin Cook did. He left Minnesota, went and signed with
Jets.
The Jets. Breece Hall is already there. You know what I mean? Same with Cam Akers. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, depending on where Derrick Henry goes, but he's still a really good RB. I know he's older, but still a reliable RB to rely on. And obviously in PPR.
I think he had a rough beginning of the year.
Yeah, he did. I remember he had a rough beginning of the year. But towards, for fantasy wise, I think he could be a really solid RB2 next year. I do see him in the next couple of years eventually fading out.
I think he is getting towards that.
Yeah, because a lot of running backs, that's what happens in fantasy football. A lot of these running backs that used to be big-name running backs.
Which is really crazy, because it's not like, oh, they're old. They're only like 25.
Yeah, it's just you can't play RB that long.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And still be at that level.
And you got to be really, really good to be a good, well-known player. Like Barry Sanders, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you got to be really, you got to be a really good running back to remember.
I mean, like, look at what McCaffrey's doing right now.
Yeah, everyone's going to remember McCaffrey.
Yeah. You
know I mean, no one remembers David Johnson.
Nope.
You know what I mean?
Everybody remembers Adrian Peterson.
Everyone remembers Adrian
Peterson. Not on the Cardinals, but on the Vikings.
Yeah, everyone remembers Adrian Peterson. Yeah. But yeah, it's just everyone remembers Frank Gore when his prime Frank time, Gore,
right?
Yeah, so like a lot of
prime time Gore. Hey, you know, I think he's what, second rushing all time now.
Yeah, I think so.
Crazy.
But yeah, it takes a while for you to get a name for yourself as an RB. You know what I mean?
And it's hard. I feel like it's harder at running back because running back, you're getting hit. I feel like the most out of anybody.
You think anybody can remember Zeke Elliott besides the Cowboys fans?
Besides Cowboys. Probably not.
Yeah,
because I feel like with Zeke leaving, who knows? Maybe he goes to New England, and in a few years' time, they do great. You know, if he does that, then he'll probably be remembered more as a New England player than a Cowboy player. But I think right now, like, no, I don't think Zeke is like quite that level.
Yeah, so it just takes a while to.
It does.
I mean, like, everyone forgot about James Robinson.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everyone forgot about. Raheem Mostert, actually, for a little bit.
Yep. Everyone forgot about what was his name.
You forgot. You know the team he was on? I bet you I can guess it.
It was still the Redskins at the time.
Oh, Griffin? Oh, that was the RB. Does anybody remember Todd Gurley?
Yep.
Yeah.
I remember Gurley.
Yeah, you remember Gurley. I don't think a lot of people remember Todd Gurley really as much.
I remember Gurley, though, because of Madden. Not Gurley because of, like,
fantasy football. Yeah,
not because of football.
Impact. Yeah.
No, I remember Gurley because he was really good in Madden.
Yeah, he was on the Rams, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. See what I mean? Like, it's weird just bringing up running back. Oh, yeah. And it's weird, too, because it's, like, not even that long ago. It's, like, two years ago.
That's the crazy thing with running back is you really know a running back is, like, generational talent if they're good for, like, 6 or 7 years.
Christian McCaffrey, you know what I mean?
Right?
Saquon Barkley was up there for a little bit.
Saquon, I think Saquon's making a little bit of a comeback.
I think so, too. I think people still remember Saquon.
Yep. Derrick Henry had that for a little bit.
Yeah, the king.
But his career kind of started a little bit later, I feel like. But anyway, welcome to the FS Podcast, home of... side tangents.
Yeah. At least we stayed on RBs, though.
Yeah, like we did, right? It was a good segue, right?
It's not like we, like, talked about the color of a banner or something.
Yeah, true, right? But who was our number eight?
Our number eight was Tony Pollard.
Tony Pollard. I know that we had a ton of hype for Pollard going in.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
But Pollard did place 14.
That's not too bad, then, for...
8 to 14. I mean, it's a little bit of a jump.
I was going to say, add four more and you're there, but no, that's not how it works.
Yeah, it's all right. You know, it's all right. I think Tony Pollard just hurt a lot of people. He hurt me. That's why I traded him, because I drafted him. I think Way is right, though. I think they might get rid of Tony Pollard. He was saying it earlier in the episode.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
I wouldn't be surprised either. After them going all in on Pollard, after him having that great backup season to Zeke and even doing better than Zeke. And now I think Zeke did better than Pollard and they're not even on the same team.
Where is Zeke at? Do you know? Does it show?
Zeke's still with the Patriots, I thought.
I mean, like.
The
list?
I got you.
I think because Pollard, you said it's 14?
Pollard was 14. Zeke was 30. My bad. Pollard still did better.
So,
but yeah.
Yeah, so Paulo was our number eight. So then moving on to number nine.
Number nine is the annual rookie in the top 10 is Bijan Robinson.
Oh, well, Kareem Williams was higher.
Oh, my bad.
But this guy had a lot of hype, though.
He was.
No one thought about
it. We were talking about it before the start of the season. Yeah, like, I don't know if you should draft him
high. No one knew about Kareem Williams yet.
It was all Bijan was the focus.
Bijan was the focus. My bad. But yeah, Bijan was definitely the focus.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I think Bijan started out great, and towards the middle of the season kind of tapered off and eased off the gas a little bit. But towards the end, he kind of revved it back.
I don't know what the management was doing to him also because I don't know. Every time the Falcons get a really, really good offensive star player, rookie, they don't know what to do with him.
No, they don't.
They don't.
I mean, honestly, though, I think Bijan did get a bit more use than Kyle Pitts, but to be fair, it's hard to compare the output of a running back to a tight end.
Yeah,
you know,
I just like there was definitely some weird bumps in the road this season because like that, for example, that one game where he just didn't play one snap, but he was all
he was sick, quote unquote,
but he was still in his gear. You know what I mean?
He's like, just on the sideline,
just sitting there. Yeah, there was
whatever.
There was some.
I think they had an investigation after that.
Yeah,
or something
there was like some weird tweaks during the season, but I think
Bijan though. Honestly, I think he could repeat top 10. You know, I was a hater coming into this.
I think so, too. I think for sure I think so, too.
He didn't crack 1,000 yards this season, but he did the Kyle Pitts maneuver where he just had a lot of yards and a lot of catches.
He had no touchdowns?
So he had 4 rushing touchdowns and 4 receiving touchdowns.
Okay.
But he did have almost 60 catches and almost 1,000 rushing yards.
Yep, that'll do it.
And about 500 receiving yards.
That'll do it. That'll make you top 10.
Yep. Wade, do you think Bijan will repeat? I think Bijan could have the potential to repeat top 10.
I think so, too, for sure.
I think so.
They fired the head coach.
Yep,
so.
They fired him. I think it was actually during the season, right? It was
like right after one of the bad games they had or the last game of the season.
It was something like that. But who did we place at 9?
Number 9?
Mm-hmm.
We placed Bijan Robinson.
We placed Bijan at 9?
Yeah, like I'm not even lying.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's right. He says it right there.
Bijan Robinson, we haven't had 9.
I think that is the first time, other than tight end.
Yeah.
We haven't done tight end list, that we've actually hit one right on the money.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
You want to guess what our number 10 is real quick?
I already know what our number 10 is.
Yeah, you want me to just say it real quick?
I'll say it because it was my idea, all right? And I'll be the guy to say it was my fault.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, people, listen.
Go ahead.
All right? So if you listen to this show in the preseason and you listen to it when Aaron Rodgers signed with the Jets, you knew we had a lot of hype for Dalvin Cook. That leads precisely into it. Dalvin Cook is our number 10. And lo and behold, Dalvin Cook, I believe, is like number 100 or something like that. Like, he is stupidly low.
I'm going to say my butt here. Nowhere on my list was he on the top 10.
I managed to talk Boya into doing it. And look what happened. You know, I mean,
we're just going to forget about it.
Yeah, we don't really need to talk about Dalvin Cook. Because unfortunately,
there's nothing to talk about.
There's nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
The actual number 10 was Jahmyr Gibbs.
Another rookie.
The running backs this past season were great in the rookie end.
Yeah.
I don't think you can expect that out of this coming rookie class. It seems like this rookie class, I think, this is my unprofessional opinion, seems more catered towards quarterback and wide receivers.
Yeah, this year? Yeah.
In terms of fantasy football, obviously you've still got your whole defensive players.
Yeah, there's like 2 good wide receivers, I think, and there's like 4 good quarterbacks this year. So,
but
last year, that's when the running backs were there. Yeah.
Yes, they were. And they did great.
They did great, yeah.
The quarterbacks were even good, too. You had C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud lit it up.
Yeah, and then Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to seeing him.
Yeah,
he's going to be great after the injury, and I believe there was one more.
There was Bryce Young with the Panthers.
Yeah, amazing. I'm joking.
Yeah, that one is kind of what everybody thought would happen.
Yeah, you gotta give him slack, though. I mean, that's what happens when you're the first round draft pick and you go to
Trevor Lawrence.
And you go to the worst team. You know what I mean?
It takes time.
Yeah, the first year is not always great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
It's like, to put it in other people's perspective, it's like when you interview for a job and they really want you there, right? And then it's all like, but we're a smaller kind of company. Okay. And you sign on and you find out that like they're about to go bankrupt in like a week.
Yeah.
And like you're their last hope.
Yeah. Right?
So you've got to stay there for like a year or two before they can get better help. That's kind of what these quarterbacks are going through.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so I'm not surprised that he had a season like that.
No. I think that's honestly where a lot of people thought he would be.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate, but.
That's how it is when you're with the Panthers like that.
Yeah. Look at McCaffrey, though.
Yeah.
He's still balling.
He's still balling. Yeah.
But anyway, that's our top 10 and the top 10 list.
Wait, well, what was the top number 10?
It was Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah, that's right.
With the Lions. I think Jahmyr Gibbs might repeat. If Jared Goff.
For sure. I mean, DeAndre Swift is over there with them.
Yeah.
Still. Oh, no, he's
with the Eagles.
He's by himself. Yeah, 100%.
So. Yeah, and Goff's been pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, the Lions made it to the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They almost made it to the Super Bowl, too.
Almost made it to the Super Bowl, yeah.
They were pretty close.
They were pretty close.
Oh, what I would have given to seen that Jared Goff banner flying over the stadium, you know? But I didn't get to see that.
No,
unfortunate. And that's coming from a Bears fan.
That's back to the Chiefs.
Yep.
Yeah, not surprised.
I stopped watching as soon as I went to OT, because I had to work early.
I already knew.
I already figured. Once I went to OT.
Nah, from the beginning, I already knew, because...
Yeah.
No way you can beat the Chiefs like that.
Nope.
I'm sorry to break it.
It's true.
You know who drove the Chiefs to be like that? The social media platform.
Yep. Everyone.
They hated Kansas City the most, and that's what gave them this thrive to like, yo, we got to win it. Because
if we lose, we're going to be the biggest clowns of the century.
Yeah, they got to. That's what drove them to win the game. And the funny thing is, too, because I was listening to this interview with Patrick Mahomes, and he's like, yeah. The media, like, at first, when I first started, everyone's like, oh, you know, who's the next Tom Brady, you know, and I'm over here winning rings, and everyone's excited, now look at me this year, everyone turned on me,
yep.
Like, everyone, you know,
I feel like
you live long enough, see yourself become the villain, and he's like, I embraced the role of being the villain. I was like, I would too.
Yeah, sure. You got to. I mean, if you want to just keep winning.
Yeah, I would embrace the role of being a villain also.
Exactly. But that is it for... Top 10.
Yes.
And that's it for episode 200 as well.
I almost said 100.
One. Two.
Epi 200.
It's going to be a two in front of the next bit of episodes.
200.
At least for the next year.
I feel like next season, during this off season, we should be around like episode like 250.
If we stick with it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 250.
About 250.
If we stick to our... Once a week.
Schedule. Because I know when it comes to the regular season, that's automatically 14 episodes right there. Or 18.
Mm-hmm.
So. But I'm excited. I'm definitely excited.
We've still got a few other things planned for off season. Hopefully we can
get to those. We actually are on a bigger path to getting those things done, surprisingly.
Yeah, so we're actually doing it, people.
Yeah.
In this, we're not just talking about it. We're actually getting up and doing it.
Yeah, so.
Crazy.
But
stay tuned for next episode.
We'll be going over our top 10 lists, comparing it for our tight ends.
Yep.
Well, we've done this for the last two lists that we compared. What do you rate our lists?
Honestly,
RBs.
I got to say, though, I do have to give us a lot of points, though, because we did place Bijan exactly, you know?
I didn't expect that to happen.
You know, that's some pretty big points there on the test. Honestly, I'm going to have to give it like a D.
Yeah, I'll give it a D too.
It's not as good as the other two.
No.
But it's not terrible.
It's a little bit better than I expected. It's not like fully, but it's a little bit better than
past few years.
I didn't think we were going to get one on the spot for sure.
I didn't think we were.
Yeah, so. Anyways.
So, I guess if you want to send us off.
I tried to with my stuffed nose. I'm sorry if I sound weird. But, Yeah, guys, so sorry for not uploading for the last 2 weeks. There's literally nothing to talk about, so like we didn't want to be boring. You know what I mean?
Just churn out a top 10 of it list.
Yeah, so we just got to wait. Because like once we finish this list, like what else is there to talk about?
We'll figure out something.
Yeah, see what I mean? So we're just waiting. Yeah. There was no content really to talk about. But anyway, so thank you all for tuning in to FS Podcast episode 200. If you guys want to keep with me and Jagger in the podcast in general, go ahead and follow our social media account, our Instagram account, and X account is going to be at the Real FSP. Again, that's going to be at the Real FSP. So go ahead and give both of those a follow. If you guys got any questions for us, go ahead and tweet us or DM us on any of those platforms. If you guys even want to email us, our email is in the description of the podcast, just like everything else is. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is going to be the Fantasy Sports Podcast or FS Podcast, like Jagger said. And I agree, we are, you know, actually getting the wheels in motion to upload more content like that on YouTube.
What we've been trying to do for
the last year or two.
A long time.
Yeah, so go ahead and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And no matter what kind of platform you guys are listening to this episode on, there's always that plus or that follow button. So go ahead and click that so you guys can get notifications when we upload our next episode. So we're not leaving you hanging for about 2 weeks. You know what I mean? So you know when we upload it, finally an episode. So yeah, no matter what kind of platform, click that follow or plus button. And if you guys are only listening on Spotify, what you can do is go ahead and rate the show. And if you're only listening on Apple Podcasts, what you can also do is write a review for the show. So go ahead and do that so we can do better for you guys in the next episode. And I would tell you see you next week, but honestly, I don't know yet. I don't know yet. Yeah, depending on the news and all that come out, and then like Jagger said, we're getting the wheels in motion. We're changing things up a little bit.
So who knows? Maybe it might not even be a top 10 tight end list. Maybe we might upload something else. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, but just that's why you got to keep your notifications on. So you never know.
When we actually decide to post something,
it's up there. Yeah. So anyways, yeah. So I guess we'll just talk to you guys next time.
I guess so.
Yeah.